This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Were you watching any of the pregame last night on Prime?
I had it on, but I didn't sit with it. I turned it on. I was grilling and propane. I was scrambling around. No, I didn't really sit and watch it.
So, you know, they're doing their picks, and they had Chef David Chang on. He was cooking bratwursts, and he's sort of like, he might be a part of the team now. I don't know. They don't think he's from Wisconsin. Maybe he is. And they let him make a pick, and he picked Washington. And in doing so, he pulled a Jaden Daniels jersey out of a pot of boiling hot water, like to sort of surprise everybody around, like the fans. And I thought, you know, is that the best way to pick Washington? Was to pull a he was cooking brats, and he sort of pulled the Daniels jersey out of the pot of hot water, like. I mean, I guess
with his bare hands.
What, maybe
no,
I just
I'm
like
assuming he used tongs for that.
I don't know. I might rather pick the jersey of the guy I don't like out of the hot water than the guy I do. That's just me, though. Evan Silva with us now. Established the run here with us on the West Her Hotline. Evan, how's life?
Hey guys, how are you guys doing? Doing great.
We're good. You walking around Chicago today?
I'm in a suburb right now, but yes, I'm walking around. I'm about to get in the car.
Close enough. So here we go into week two already. We've got, of course, injury stuff and, you know, all the usual drama to sort through. One Bills fantasy question I think that's really good right now for you is how high you'd want to rank Keon Coleman, either for this game against the Jets or just in general. A great week one, and there was hype on Keon Coleman. A lot of it, most of it on Sunday night came late. Is he somebody that, you know, you're excited to be starting already?
I think that this one could be difficult because I think that he's going to see a lot of Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner is, you know, one of the best man coverage cornerbacks in the league. Didn't have the greatest season last year, but he did have a really good week one against DK Metcalf. And, you know, with Keon Coleman, like, we know he has athleticism. He can jump high. He can be physical. He was a great punt returner at Florida State. He's good with the ball in his hands. But he's not going to create separation. Even last week, he wasn't really creating big-time separation. And he had a much easier matchup against those number two and three corners of the Ravens. So I'm not expecting him to repeat what he did last week, but I do think that he is a fantasy starter because he's getting those full-time snaps. And I think that this game could shoot out a little bit. The total has come up, especially after Ed Oliver got declared out.
Yep.
And so I think that there'll be some scoring on both sides, mm-hmm. from both the Jets and the Bills.
Yeah, you mentioned the matchup, and if Gardner follows him around or is just on him often enough, that certainly serves as a deterrent. I'm wondering, Evan, if the fact that 10 of his 11 targets came in the fourth quarter, the Bills were in comeback mode, that changes how the Ravens are defending. Like, I wonder if you might ding him for that. Like, a fan who didn't watch the game, I can't imagine a football fan missing the Sunday night game between those two teams. But yeah.
It got late.
Right, but if you're just a fantasy player and you're looking at box scores and looking at the stats, Coleman might jump off the page, and you might not know if you didn't watch the game that all of it came as late as it did.
Well, at the same time, I would say that it's good to know that that's who Josh Allen is looking for when he is in comeback mode. If this particular game against the Jets could turn into a track meet, maybe Keon Coleman is now the guy he's looking for. Maybe Keon Coleman is going to be Josh Allen's number one receiver. And wouldn't that be nice to have Josh Allen's number one wide receiver on your fantasy team, regardless of how he scored his points in the previous game? Like, I want Josh Allen's number one receiver. We could certainly all agree on that.
Yeah. That it was an incredible game, of course. I wonder what else, if anything, changed your minds or anybody's mind from that game. It might be that the Bills' defense was so vulnerable. We've been certainly talking about that a lot here this week, just, in terms of the matchup with the Jets. But, of course, we already had Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and probably even Zay Flowers in our lineups. Tight end didn't really happen for the Ravens at all that night. And then, with the Bills, Cook broke one. It was a playable fantasy game. Kincaid got in the end zone. And, Josh Allen is always in our lineup. So, anything on, you watched the game probably, of course, right? Like the Bills defensively or whatever else you might think, whether even if it's not fantasy related, that you might feel differently about from what happened here in week one.
Like, did anything really change my mind?
Yeah, right? Like, maybe not.
I would say probably not, actually. Probably not, other than Keon Coleman. I mean, mm-hmm. Keon Coleman looked like Josh Allen's number one wide receiver. I don't know that we could say that we felt like that was the case last year. I think that Khalil Shakir was. I do think that this could be a good spot for Khalil Shakir with Sauce Gardner presumably on Keon Coleman. I think that this could be a game where, Khalil Shakir or Josh Palmer pops up. Because it seems like, at least to start the season, they are not rotating receivers as much as they did last year under Joe Brady. They are using an actual three receiver set instead of using five different receivers and rotating them in and out. So I think that we could look at Khalil Shakir as a guy. And I mean, he had six catches last week.
Yep.
That's useful in a PPR league. And I think he could get back there against the Jets.
He had the same game he has every week last week, right? Like right. 6 for 70 or whatever that ended up, something like that.
Right, yep. And it's not like he scores often. He only had 4 touchdowns last year, as it were. Yeah, someone else in that receiving core could be a smart choice because no DJ Reed anymore. It's a cast off from Baltimore in that spot, and that seems like maybe you can get that.
Yes. I would also say that it's still a rotation at running back. It's still a three-way rotation at running back. So that's the same. And it's still – I mean, Dalton Kincaid, he was over 50% of the routes last week. So I think that was nice, but it's still a rotation at tight end. So really not a whole lot really did change from the week one game, despite them scoring, 41 points or whatever
they had. Right. Ray Davis had a big game at the Jets last season with James Cook inactive due to an injury. He only had 2 touches in this game against Baltimore last Sunday, Evan. But I wonder, like, as a fantasy player, how far into the weeds do you get? If a guy really kind of smashed last year against an opponent, do you want to play a hunch that maybe his team is going to say, let's go back to that because that works so well, even if Cook is healthy and we expect him to be?
Maybe if this game was happening in week 7 and there were six teams on bye, and you're dealing with injuries, you know, but there's no teams on bye, and, you know, there's not many injuries yet because we're only in the second week of the season.
Right.
So, no, don't play your hunches just based on something that happened last year after the guy only got two touches in week one.
With Evan Silva, established the run, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on WGR Football Friday. One more from this game, at least, on Sunday is Justin Fields. Evan, like so many of us in fantasy, were talking him up over the course of the offseason. He had that, 1,100-yard rushing season for the Bears when there were so many other problems with the Bears. Very encouraging week one for him. How safe a start is he against Buffalo?
I feel really good about him right now. I really like the new offensive coordinator for the Jets, Tanner Engstrand. In week one, they created 11 explosive plays in Tanner Engstrand's first game as offensive coordinator. I love the way the offensive line looked. Even after they lost Elijah Verrett Tucker, they played really well on the offensive line. They've got those two first-round picks at offensive tackle. You know, I did an FFPC draft before the season with my high school buddies, and – you know, it's a $2,200 entry. I know, Shope, you play in those.
Yeah.
And it was like the 13th round. We were going to wait until like the 17th round and the 18th round to take our quarterbacks. And I was like, it's the 13th round, and Justin Fields is sitting here, and we're taking him. And they're like, you know, they're not fantasy analysts. They're like, what are you talking about? You want to take Justin Fields to be our quarterback? And now they're fully on board 1 week in. And they should be, because he was, what, the number three or number two fantasy scorer on the week in week one behind only Josh Allen.
He just didn't really give you that much of a bench risk either. Like, for as much as his upside is appealing, you know, they probably are going to see – they're going to take the year to see what they've got. And so that's off to a great start. If I may, unless you had something else here, Bulldog, to transition off of that, I did one of these same leagues that Evan is talking about just before the season started. And, you know, drafts are drafts, and they're fluid, and you don't always get what you're hoping to get or planning on. And we ended up with a one quarterback team, and that quarterback was Brock Purdy. And we got to the end of the draft. We're talking about Daniel Jones, but I'm like, you know, I like this idea, but are we really going to start Daniel Jones? I mean, if we draft him, why draft him, you know? Mm-hmm. So then we lose Purdy, Evan, and yep. Options this week in that kind of situation, Geno Smith, okay, even Mac Jones. I wonder what you think of the Niners now. No Kittle. Pearsall looked pretty good in the opener. Of course, McCaffrey. Can the Niners guys be trusted with Mac Jones? And could you even get to a point where you're starting him?
I mean, I don't think that anybody, you know, would call Mac Jones their idea of a legitimate NFL starter. But if you look historically, like, he's not so bad that he can't get the ball to receivers. I mean, he kind of unlocked Brian Thomas last year. Yeah. That's easy to forget when Trevor Lawrence was hurt. And then if you go back to in New England, which, by the way, he did make a Pro Bowl. But he, Jacoby Myers and Kendrick Bourne both had two of the best seasons of their career with Mac Jones at quarterback. So, and this is a Kyle Shanahan offense now. And if you remember, Kyle Shanahan kind of wanted to take Mac Jones third overall. In that one draft, they wound up taking Trey Lance instead. I think Mac Jones is a system fit for Kyle Shanahan, sort of like Sam Darnold was a system fit in Minnesota last year. Now the weapons in San Francisco are depleted, as you mentioned. But I think he'll be able to get the ball to Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey. The thing is that there's no George Kittle, and he's a huge difference maker. And they're banged up on the offensive line. And I think that they're going to be without Juwan Jennings, too. But I feel good about Pearsall and McCaffrey with Mac Jones at quarterback, yes.
How about the Chiefs here, Evan, off of 1 week? They lose Worthy. They're listing him as doubtful. We'll see what happens there. But they're already down Rice. We spent a whole summer hearing about Travis Kelce was, you know, working out like a monster and in the best shape of his life. And I don't know. I didn't think that looked that promising. What are your thoughts on that? That's just my opinion. What are you doing with the Chiefs, and what do you think of Kelce moving forward?
You know, I agree with you. I don't think that he really showed, you know, very much in the first game. He saw four targets. He did have that one touchdown, but he was pretty much wide open I don't know how they let him get that wide open. You know, the Chargers, they had some coverage busts in that game. Both teams did. But, I mean, he's a fantasy starter. You know, I think you're hoping for touchdowns. And yeah. I think that in the red zone, in critical situations, Patrick Mahomes will be looking for Travis Kelce, even though he's lost multiple steps. But I think that the guy with the biggest upside in the Kansas City pass catcher corps now is Hollywood Brown. I think he finished with like 16 targets
Correct.
In the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as long as he's healthy, which I don't know how long that's going to last because he's hurt all the time, you know, the ball's going to go to him down the football field, and, you know, you're going to be able to start him with confidence too, at least until these other guys come back. We've heard that Xavier Worthy is not going to come back until week four, and Rashee Rice, of course, is out until week seven.
Okay. Bulldog, Kelce is a sore subject for Evan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. His recent engagement, yeah. I think, did not go over well with Evan. Yeah, that's, you know.
I went and saw her at Soldier Field, and I'm about 99% sure that we locked eyes at one point.
I love it.
You know, you're still young. There's a great future ahead.
Hey, that could crash and burn, Evan. Hang in there.
That's right. Cross your fingers.
What has he got going for him?
Right, exactly. How about any love for Quentin Johnston off of week one, thinking of the Chiefs and the Chargers out in Brazil? Is that a fluke?
You know, if you isolate his last like 13 games or something like that, Quentin Johnston, and he's a little boom busty. I mean, he's going to have some eggs in there, but he's had some monster games. I mean, monster games. We know he's a first round pick for a reason. He's a freak athlete. He's huge. He doesn't win in contested situations. He's like the anti-Keon Coleman almost, you know, but he's got a great quarterback. And that quarterback is healthy, which Justin Herbert has not been healthy for a lot of his career. And Quentin Johnston is locked into three receiver sets on a team that looks like they're going to throw the ball. I think that when they lost Rashawn Slater, the Chargers looked at themselves and like, we're going to be a throw-the-ball team this year. Joe Alt is an awesome pass protector now on the blind side, and Trey Pipkins now at right tackle is a better pass protecting right tackle than he is a run-blocking right tackle. So I think they're going to throw the ball more than they anticipated. That's good for Quentin Johnston. He's going to be out there a ton. He's going to drop some passes, but it seems like they're willing to eat that and live with that, and I think you're going to have to deal with some downs, but the ups are going to be really big for Quentin Johnston. He is capable of monster games.
Obviously, you're not going to take any of the big guys from the Lions out of your lineups at this point. But how much concern is there, if any? Maybe it gets lessened by what Green Bay did last night against Washington. Maybe Green Bay's just that good and made Detroit look so lousy. They've got the Bears this week. Are you optimistic for their big guys to kind of bounce back after a kind of nothing burger in week one?
The Lions-Packers game was the one that I paid attention to most in that window on Sunday, and it was really concerning. I mean, their offensive line got caved in by Green Bay. Micah Parsons, who really didn't – I mean, he played less than half the game in the first week. I mean, he was a terror against getting in the face of Jared Goff. I think returning home against a Bears team that – they don't scare me at all from a defensive standpoint. I don't think they're very good on defense, honestly. I think they're real average. But I think going back home is going to help. And there's no question that what happened last night gives you something like that. Packers defense is just nasty, man.
Yeah.
Nasty at all three levels. They've got super athletic linebackers. They will dominate you at the point of attack defensively. And, I think that the Lions go back. The first game was very concerning, but I think they go back home and they get right. And you can have a lot of confidence. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, Jameson Williams, I think he bounces back. I think Amon-Ra gets his 10 targets. And Sam Laporta also has a really good matchup. Everyone has a really nice matchup in this game for the Lions.
And they're indoors, which is big, like you might have mentioned. Last thing, Evan, in that division as well, I know you were high on Minnesota in the offseason, just their roster overall. They get away with the win in Chicago in week one. Green Bay looks great. Detroit might still be great. And the Bears have lots of talent. What is your outlook on the Vikings? You know, Sunday night, McCarthy in his debut, I mean, he got there. He went from, oh my God, to offensive player of the week in the NFC. That's a pretty good recovery. How do you feel about Minnesota right now?
I feel good about them, about the same that I did as before the season started.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with you. I mean, I was worried in the first half, just as anybody would be. I think that they need to use J.J. McCarthy's legs more. You know, he ran in the 4.4s coming out of Michigan. Like, he is a legit explosive athlete. And I think that if they could use his legs more, that's going to be a real big bonus to what he can bring to the table. Because I still think he's a little bit, you know, he's rough around the edges as a passer. I think he'll get better. And eventually they'll get Jordan Addison back too, which, I mean, he can make plays. And you know, because Justin Jefferson was out for a lot of training camp, you know, that chemistry will improve as well. I feel real good about the Vikings. I mean, they feel real good about them.
Great to talk to you again, Evan. Thanks, as always, for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, same to you guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Evan Silva established the run. If you didn't catch it, he said, we've got Xavier Worthy out until week four. So I know those guys. I don't want to play against them because they have people that I don't have. So I bet he's right. But the Lions, do you know who the Lions defensive coordinator is now?
Yes. Former Bill Kelvin Shepard.
Kelvin Shepard, right.
I saw him at the podium today. I think somebody that we've talked to, I think maybe Sigmund, I can't remember who, like quote tweeted it. Like, I don't usually watch defensive coordinator press conferences, but that may change with this guy because he was just up there, just like very matter of fact, very stern.
You watched it.
Yeah. Okay. I watched enough of it to get the vibes. I was curious what he was, you know, why he was reacting that way. And it was just kind of no nonsense. I don't know how his players will react to it because it was just very blunt is how I would describe Shepard. There was no sugarcoating anything that went wrong from him in that appearance with the media.
So he replaced Aaron Glenn.
Right.
The Bills will face Aaron Glenn. We'll check in on whether Bulldog has come to hate Aaron Glenn. The latest on that, it is Friday. We gotta ramp up. Right now, though, time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The effort was there just in terms of the execution and some of the level of detail and level of standard that we talk about play in and play out. These guys are young guys, and it's going to take some time for them to get to that level and get to that level on a consistent basis. They worked hard this week on, you know, looking to improve on that, and that'll continue today.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker might be important. Sunday against the Jets. No Ed Oliver, probably for at least two games. I say that because Adam Schefter tweeted about the injury and called it multi-week. And they play Thursday night next week, so that would be two. The injury, it seems, happened 2 days ago.
Right, at the end of practice, or at some point in practice on Wednesday, he got his foot stepped on, I guess, didn't think it was a problem, and then it became a problem overnight. Thus, it not being listed on the Wednesday injury report and just sort of cropping up on Thursday after the walkthrough and everything that we talked about yesterday with Sal when they sort of walked in the locker room and he's there with a boot on and got the scooter and all the stuff. Tough, man. Those guys, you know, I think you can still be optimistic about them as picks and about them as prospects, but it did not start well in week one for either Walker or Sanders. And yeah, I would think their roles are going to grow here in week two. It looks like from what we heard from fellow defensive tackle Daquan Jones today after practice, that Zion Logue is going to be elevated from the practice squad. And I suppose he could play more snaps than either of those guys. He's been around a little bit longer than those guys have been around. But either way, no Oliver means those dudes are going to be on the spot. And they weren't. They had to get them off the field against the Ravens. The rotation was heavily slanted, more heavily than normal, slanted toward Oliver and Jones, almost 70% of the snaps. And it's last year when they've got their rotation right, it's like a 60-40 thing, I think, usually. So that's not a dramatic uptick. It could have been situation in the game, too. Like, we're late, we're going to skip the rotation here in the fourth quarter because we want our best guys out here. We're trying to get back in this game. I mean, game situation could have played a part in it, but they were on the field for a lot of negative plays, those guys. So they're on the spot, man. And I think with that, Brandon Bean is on the spot. You want to go to work on your defense and your defensive line especially. That was absolutely the modus operandi of the offseason. I mean, they poured assets draft-wise and free agency-wise into the defense and specifically the defensive line, and they're going to need something. I mean, a reason you do that is to have, sure, you want good depth and good rotational pieces. You also want to be able to offset the odd week or two when one of your main guys is going to be out, like we are now currently sitting in with Oliver, missing certainly this game and quite possibly next week. So let's go, DJ Sanders. Time to validate that draft status.
The Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. There is a hockey game tonight on WGR after our show. Actually, coverage starts at 6:30 for the Sabres' first appearance in the Prospects Challenge, the annual Prospects Challenge at Harbor Center. They'll play the Devils prospects tonight. Throw out the record books. And the Sabres are looking for fan input on a new goal song. Sneaky Joe has a friend who is, what was the word Joe used when he and I talked about this? Something like this, a shipwreck enthusiast.
Okay.
He's really into shipwreck history. And it's the 50th year of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right.
Gordon Lightfoot song.
Uh-huh.
So Joe thought maybe that's a pithy choice for you know what, though? I mean, of course, it's a joke. Shouldn't the Sabres just go full-on counterculture with these songs at this point? I mean, have all the easy choices gotten them anywhere?
Give me some Cannibal Corpse. Give me some Slayer.
Yacht Rock. Ambrosia.
Okay. Well, you're going from mainstream to the one end. I'm going to the
Spikes. This country is so divided.
I'm going to the Spikes and Blood side. Okay.
Can't we meet
give
in
me
the
some
middle?
Death metal. Okay. Like,
well, the middle is where they live. I mean, that's right. One way or the other. Let's just do something else. I'm sick of trying to always be the poor man's version of the good teams.
About as
it's just like, let's do it differently. Let's go. Michael McDonald. All right?
Yeah.
Pick a Journey. Well, Journey isn't that far afield, but still, like, yeah. Let's just be. How about the Slappy Drafter song that Pete Overzet whipped up on the Ship Chasing channel. Like that would be a great. That's my suggestion. That's my official choice. It's my official nomination for the goal song.
Speaking of this, the goal songs and Sneaky Joe, I did see through him through a retweet before our show started that the Sabres, they're asking for fan input, and they had a drop down menu where you could suggest songs for individual players, and JJ Paterka was still on the drop down menu. Which seems like a bit of an oversight. You might want to get that buttoned up. I think try to get that together.
Is somebody protesting that trade from within?
I don't know what's going on there. Somebody just didn't update the database, I guess.
So know who's on the team is your
point? Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, and don't have it be like a guy that is one of your best goal scorers that wasn't a super popular trade, considering that you really did not replace him in any credible fashion on the roster, his production anyway. You're hoping Zach Benson and Jack Quinn take a step or something. That stung when I said, come on. I didn't mind what they got for him, provided they were going to go out and make another trade, but they never did. Typical, and so here we are. Instead, we're signing journeyman lousy goaltenders, which happened yesterday.
Gorgiev,
right.
Never know.
There's some talk of some injury, a tweak or something on Lukanen. I read a piece from Chad Dinaminisis, Expected Buffalo, sort of calling that shot recently before this happened, that they probably should want to insulate themselves a little more in Rochester than they are, because it's, Lukanen and Lyon here is the plan, and Levi, the number one in Rochester. And beyond that, it's kids. And, development is important, but you might want to have another veteran around. And Gorgiev was a guy he even mentioned for that. So that kind of made sense, because like a lot of you, if you saw that last night around 7 o'clock or so when that broke, like, what? Yeah, first thought I had was, is there an injury? And then I remembered what I'd read from Chad, and like, okay, well, that makes sense, but maybe it was more because of an injury than the insulating point. But either way, they signed a bad goalie.
You never know.
Probably a bad, right, a mostly last year bad goalie.
Needed somebody.
Yeah, so anyway.
Just get weird, Sabres,
Sorry, I started making hockey points. I didn't know you weren't done with them.
Well, that's fine. It's fine. I love hockey points as much as anybody. But it's just like you're sort of doing the same thing as everybody else, and I don't know. Is that ever going to be good enough?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm just – what am I even saying? We're talking about goal songs, roster.
The thing I like inside the arena that they do, the thing I like the most that they do
– things on hot dogs? Do they actually have toppings on hot dogs?
Has nothing to do with the hot dogs or the food menu. It is in this vein. I think to start the third period is when they play Ace of Spades by Motorhead, and I really like that. Like that song never fails to get – now – I don't know if they do it if they're losing, and maybe losing badly, but it's just a great, like, let's get this thing going song for me. And I love that they have been playing that. I hope they continue, because I really like that. That's about as edgy and like leather and studs as a hockey arena gets, as Motorhead.
It's just so loud.
Yeah.
It's turned all the way up.
It's awesome.
It's just so loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn it down a little bit. Just a little bit. Some of us need that. I mean, the Killers? Like, wow, I can't get that anywhere else. Got the same. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. I did like on that promotion that you can actually write in how many seconds into the song you are suggesting they actually start it.
Like, okay.
You know.
To get to the
talk
the part of the song you want to be highlighted. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, some of these songs have a long
sure
beginning.
That makes sense.
Right? Yeah. WNBC. Like you wanna tell the Sabres exactly where you want your suggested song to start, which I think is probably good. Seattle at Pittsburgh on Sunday. This will be a game we won't see.
Mm-hmm.
The Franco Harris Bowl.
That's right. Franco Harris in Seattle.
So Seattle, I like the Bills also, but I liked Seattle the same when I was a kid, and they got Franco Harris. I thought that was so cool because, you know, he's a big star winning Super Bowls and everything like this, and I didn't care about replacement value of running backs or anything like that. Franco Harris is wearing a Seahawks uniform.
You knew who he was, right?
Yeah, I knew who he was. One year, I don't think that much happened, but he was on the Seahawks. The late Franco Harris.
And that was, he didn't play anywhere else.
I don't think so.
All right.
Penn State.
Because it's easy to forget that he was even in Seattle.
It is.
He's so identifiable. The immaculate reception, the Super Bowls you mentioned. I mean, he's one of those, he's like a Mount Rushmore candidate for Pittsburgh football, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Franco's Italian Army. Is that one of your picks,
Seattle-Pittsburgh? And he'd look good on a Mount Rushmore, too. Like he's got a very distinctive head.
Great head. Great face.
Great head. Great head.
The beard.
Great head.
Great head.
So
it is a great head.
Sal, I am not picking that game.
No?
No.
I think I am. Sal, coming up at 5, it is Football Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.